Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Your daughter's having a baby?
A baby?
You're going to be a grandma?
No. I'm too young. You know, grandmothers are old. They bake and they sew and they tell you stories about the Depression. I was at Woodstock. I peed in a field.
7:13, Leslie Stahl standing by. I remember when, you know, being a first-time grandfather, and I told this story on stage a couple of months ago, but there's this incredible joy and emotion when your kid tells you he's going to be a dad, in my case, my son Ross. And then you look in the mirror and you go, I'm not old enough to be a grandfather. Except I was looking in the mirror and I went, oh, yeah, I am. I am. Look at me. Yeah, apparently I am. Leslie Stahl joins us now. So,
funny.
As a first-time grandfather, I mean, listen, everybody goes through that, right? Where you go, I couldn't be happier.
If your kids, oh well, when you look in the mirror and say, "Hey, I'm too young to be a grandmother. I don't want to be a grandmother." That is when you are in your 40s.
Okay.
If your children make you wait until your 60s,
yeah.
You know, you would do anything to have a grandchild by then. You're just so grateful. You look in the mirror and you say, whoopee. So that's what happened to me. And it's also very boomer, baby boomer-ish.
Right.
Want to be young all the time.
Well, one of the things that really, rings with me about the book is my dad was a World War II era guy. He was not the touchy-feely dad. That generation that didn't happen then with those guys for the vast majority of them. But when my daughter came along, he was rolling around on the floor with her and just a complete goofball. And and I love that. I love that. So, you make a point in the book, there's a lot of stay-at-home moms who you talk to who are then going, whoa, I did my time. I'm not quite ready for the full Monty here. So maybe it's what you had or didn't have, which becomes the opposite when you're a grandparent?
Well, that's part of it. That's part of it. But I do think there are actual, I did a lot of work on the science of all
of it. Yeah.
There are actual chemical changes that take place, seriously, when you hold your grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
And you just automatically, all of us, turn to mush. The word no is suddenly disabled. Grandparents cannot deny. And no matter how strict you were as a parent or how attentive or it makes no difference. When you become a grandparent, your eyes start crinkling up and your shoulders soften and you are madly in love.
It really is true.
Really?
No.
I know.
It really is true. Has this made you a nicer person and understanding the context of the question? You've had to be tough on people as part of your job. You know, to be a reporter at the level you're at, you have to ask people difficult questions. You have to get in their face sometime. You have to do things that don't fall in the course of a normal person's workday. Has this made you a nicer person?
I'm a nice person. I'm a nice person. I don't really see any spillover effect.
Oh, really?
I think this mushiness is only in the presence of your grandchildren. They seem to trigger this. I mean, you're not saying yes to everybody, just to those little babies.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And man, boy, you can almost feel the transformation the minute they walk in the room. And you know what's great, Steve? They love us back.
Well, my little squirt is 4 months old. And last week, her grandmother was holding her, and she was looking at her, and she was happy. Then she turned around, looked at me, and cried. And then she turned around, looked at her grandmother, and she was happy. And then turned around, hoping I was gone, saw me again, and cried.
Oh my God, that's great.
So I gave her a hug, and
that kind of says it all, Steve.
It does.
That's my book in a nutshell.
But I know I've got her. It's going to take a little longer, but I know I've got her. And I told my son, because he actually felt bad about it. I go, buddy, it's just being around her is all I need right now. It's totally fine.
It's great. You know, I wrote the book not just for grandmothers and grandfathers, but I wrote it for your generation, too,
right,
for the young parents, because understanding us understanding you,
mm-hmm,
is part of the family coming together, because children need all of us. And I came upon the most painful part of my research was meeting grandparents who are not allowed to see their own grandchildren.
Ugh.
system, really, it's the most heartbreaking, and it is fairly widespread. It's fairly widespread. It's just, it's horrendous.
And it's because of, you know, family dynamics over years, I assume?
Yes, exactly. And I'm saying, get over it.
Right. Life's too short.
Leslie, do they know who you are? Do they know who you are? Do they look at the TV and say, Grandma, do they get who you are?
Well, they've been watching me since they were born. And no, they don't think it's a big deal. But the other day, my older grandchild, she's 5, she said to me, Lolly, that's what they call me, Lolly, do you know Taylor Swift? And I said, sorry, I'm Taylor Swift. I said, yes, now I'm a hero. For the
Absolutely. First time. Well, that's probably better than Lolly. I would have asked a follow-up there.
Follow-up question.
The book's called Becoming Grandma. It's Leslie Stahl. I saw the CBS Sunday Morning piece on you, and just the joy in your face as you talked about these beautiful kids and what it meant to you was just tons of fun for me to see. And I couldn't be more thrilled. You know, I don't know. Your parent experience, I'm sure, was similar, but I'm being a dad is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. Nothing close. Nothing close. And to be able to repeat
it. A lot of parents don't say that. A lot of parents say, why didn't I have my grandchildren first? And, you know, all that stuff. But I'm with you. I adored raising my daughter. I still love her. And when I go see my grandchildren, I see the three of them, her and the little babies both. So that's you and me.
There's
not universal.
You don't need to hear this, but it's nice to hear anyway, so I'll tell you. A texter says, I'm so excited to hear Leslie. I'm reading her book now. I'm a first-time grandma at 61. I thought I was nuts. I was so in love. I thought I had a problem. It's normal. Yay for me.
Exactly. Exactly. Good for her, because that's the way I felt. I thought, this is only me.
Right.
That's why I went out to write the book. It is universal. It transcends national borders. It's all around the world. We grandparents are in this society of kind of besotted, dazed, madly in love people who understand each other.
Well, what's funny, though, is I force everybody to look at the pictures. I got 12,000 pictures on me at all times. I'll stop strangers and go, look at this kid.
So. Yeah.
It's the best. Yeah. Congratulations on the book. Leslie Stahl, The Joy and Science of New Grandparenting,
Thanks
Becoming
Mother's Day,
Grandma.
Steve.
And
you think Mother's Day. Great present.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's exactly right. At Leslie Stahl on social media. Thank you. And Leslie R. Stahl, by the way. Leslie R. Stahl, S-T-A-H-L. And get the book for your for a mom or a grandmother for Mother's Day. That's a great idea.